This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. U.S. infant mortality reaches historic low, yet lags peer nations. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pikakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. The United States achieved an all-time low in infant mortality in 2025, according to data released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. Despite this historic milestone, the U.S. infant mortality rate continues to exceed that of other high-income nations with comparable healthcare systems, raising persistent questions about equity and access in American perinatal care. Key takeaways: U.S. infant mortality reached a historic low in 2025, according to CDC data. The improvement occurred despite widening disparities between demographic groups. The United States still lags behind comparable high-income nations in infant survival rates. Systemic factors, including maternal health access, racial inequity, and socioeconomic barriers, continue to drive international differences. Historic low U.S. infant mortality reached an all-time low in 2025, according to CDC data, though specific numerical rate not disclosed in source report. U.S. infant mortality trajectory and international comparison. Recent trend and positioning relative to peer OECD nations: Japan lowest, Germany very low, United Kingdom low, Canada low, United States below peer average. Source: CDC, OECD health statistics. Georgian Medical Journal News. Historic milestone, persistent inequality. The CDC's most recent vital statistics data documents the U.S. infant mortality rates declined to a new all-time low in 2025. This achievement represents decades of public health investment and improvements in neonatal care, including advances in premature infant resuscitation, respiratory support, and sepsis management. However, this aggregate improvement masks substantial disparities. The source report indicates that progress has not been evenly distributed across racial and ethnic groups, nor across socioeconomic strata. Historically, Black infants have experienced mortality rates 2 to 3 times higher than white infants, a gap that persists despite overall national improvement. See our data and numbers section for detailed epidemiological breakdowns. Why the U.S. lags behind peer nations. Despite reaching a historic low, the United States continues to rank below other high-income nations in infant survival. According to analysis by health policy researchers, several structural factors account for this gap: fragmented prenatal care access, limited postpartum support, high rates of preventable maternal conditions, gestational diabetes, hypertension, and health insurance gaps that affect vulnerable pregnant populations. The Commonwealth Fund has documented that countries with universal healthcare systems and integrated prenatal to postnatal care pathways achieve better outcomes at lower cost. Additionally, social determinants, housing stability, food security, transportation to care are more systematically addressed in peer nations' public health approaches. The U.S. approach remains largely reactive rather than preventive, focusing resources on intensive neonatal care rather than upstream maternal health. Clinical and public health implications. For clinical practice, the new low demonstrates that investment in evidence-based perinatal protocols yields measurable improvements. However, clinicians increasingly recognize that individual clinical excellence cannot overcome population-level health inequities driven by structural barriers. The United States achieved an all-time low infant mortality rate in 2025, yet continues to lag comparable high-income nations, indicating that clinical gains must be paired with systemic reforms addressing health equity and maternal access. CDC, National Center for Health Statistics, 25. What this means for patients: pregnant individuals and families should advocate for consistent prenatal care, seek out evidence-based providers, and address social determinants, housing, nutrition, transportation, that directly affect birth outcomes. Families with elevated risk, including those with prior pregnancy complications or chronic conditions, benefit from specialized maternal-fetal medicine consultation. For clinicians, the ongoing disparity signals the importance of culturally competent care, implicit bias screening, and proactive management of pregnancy complications. Clinicians should recognize that excellent technical care is necessary but insufficient. Referral to social support services, nutritional counseling, and mental health screening must accompany standard obstetric care. For policymakers, expanding Medicaid coverage, extending postpartum benefits beyond 60 days, investing in maternal care deserts, regions lacking OB services, and addressing social determinants through housing and food security programs are evidence-based strategies to close the gap with peer nations. The data suggests that further gains require health systems thinking, not solely clinical innovation. Frequently asked questions: why does the U.S. still have higher infant mortality than other wealthy countries? If we have advanced medical technology, the U.S. invests heavily in intensive neonatal care, but faces barriers in prenatal access, particularly for uninsured and underinsured populations. Countries with universal healthcare systems and integrated maternal child health programs achieve better outcomes by preventing complications upstream rather than managing them downstream. Additionally, structural inequities in housing, nutrition, and healthcare access disproportionately affect Black and Hispanic communities in the U.S., creating persistent disparities absent in more equitable peer nations. What specific improvements drove the 2025 decline in U.S. infant mortality? The source report documents the historic low, but does not enumerate specific interventions responsible for the decline. However, research published in perinatal literature suggests improvements in respiratory management, reduced infection rates through antimicrobial stewardship, and earlier identification of congenital anomalies through prenatal screening contributed to recent gains. How can pregnant individuals in the U.S. reduce their personal risk in light of these disparities? Seek continuous prenatal care from the earliest possible gestational age, ideally with a consistent provider team, obstetrician, midwife, or family medicine physician. Address modifiable risk factors: smoking cessation, blood pressure management, gestational diabetes screening. Engage social support, partner, family, or community health worker, and advocate for referral to maternal fetal medicine if you have chronic conditions or prior pregnancy complications. For economically disadvantaged individuals, explore Medicaid expansion eligibility and community health center resources. The U.S. infant mortality achievement in 2025 reflects meaningful clinical progress, yet the persistence of international and within-country disparities underscores that eliminating preventable infant death requires both clinical excellence and systemic health equity. Ongoing surveillance by the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics will be essential to tracking whether current momentum continues and whether disparities narrow. Policymakers, health systems, and clinicians must coordinate to ensure that the next milestone, reaching parity with peer nations, reflects genuine equity, not merely aggregate numbers. Source: the U.S. infant mortality rate fell to an all-time low, though it still trails other similar nations.